Get this land down.
26.
26.
Item 26 is for San Luis Obispo Creek nutrient total maximum daily load. And our staff person in the watershed assessment unit who developed this is Chris Rose.
Lori, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
All right. Greetings, members of the board, Mr. Chairman. I am Chris Rose. I work on the watershed assessment unit, and I'll be talking to you about the San Luis Obispo Creek nutrient TMDL, and I'll make it as quick as possible here. But hit the highlights. Oh, I'm sorry, this is item number 26. First of all, I'd like to alert you that, of course, you do have a one-page supplemental that just changes some dates that were in the resolution and the project report. Basically, change it from March to May 2007. I'd also like to note that there's one more typo that I found in attachment G, which is response to comments, that we're going to change a date from March 2006 to May 2007. So that's in attachment G, which is response to comments. Okay? San Luis Obispo Creek was listed for being impaired due to nutrients. However, staff have since then confirmed that the only impairment to San Luis Obispo Creek from nutrients is from nitrate levels, and more specifically, that the nitrate water quality objective, which is 10 milligrams per liter expressed as nitrogen, is being exceeded. That water quality objective is in place to protect the municipal water supply beneficial use, which from here on out, I will refer to as the MUN beneficial use. That water quality objective of 10 milligrams a liter expressed as nitrogen is used as the numeric target in this TMDL. Here is a map of San Luis Obispo Creek watershed, and just for scale, the top of the watershed is at Cuesta grade, and the bottom of the watershed is at Avila Beach, and this stretch is about 17 miles. The red area here delineates the city of San Luis Obispo, and we're going to zero in on that for a moment. So again, this is the city of San Luis Obispo, and San Luis Obispo Creek runs in a southwesterly fashion. And at the margin here of the city, we have the water reclamation facility. That's the city's wastewater treatment plant. And about 200 feet downstream of that outfall into San Luis Obispo Creek, we have Perfumo Creek, which is a tributary. Lower Perfumo Creek watershed is dominated by irrigated agriculture, and in the summertime, flows from that tributary are all agricultural return waters.
Is that channelized? Is that why it's straight?
No, it's straight only because they had to draw a line.
Oh, okay.
This is a graph showing all the data of nitrate concentration in San Luis Obispo Creek for the data period of March 2001 to April 2002. So each diamond represents a data point. On the y-axis, we have nitrate expressed as nitrogen. On the x-axis, we have distance upstream from the mouth of the creek. Therefore, everything on the right side of the graph is upstream, and everything on the left side of the graph is downstream. So as San Luis Obispo Creek flows downstream, you can see that we have an increase in nitrate concentration in San Luis Obispo Creek just downstream of the outfall of the wastewater treatment plant. And then again, we have another little bump up in concentration of nitrate just downstream of Perfumo Creek tributary. Downstream from those two sources, we pretty much have a gradual decline in nitrate concentration. The red line is, of course, the numeric target, which is based on the water quality objective for nitrate. This is a graph of data that was extracted from the larger data set. And what it is data from October and September 2000 and 2001. What it gives us is sort of a worst-case scenario, that is how high nitrate concentrations can get in San Luis Obispo Creek. We have the same sort of pattern here, where it's downstream of the water reclamation facility outfall. We have the increase in nitrate concentration, and then again that another bump up in nitrate concentration downstream of that Perfumo Creek tributary. So the 27 milligrams a liter is about as bad as it gets. Again, this is towards the end of the summertime when we have very little dilution in San Luis Obispo Creek. And then, again, downstream, we have attenuation of nitrate, denitrification, and so on until we hit the mouth, and finally we have dilution with incoming seawater. The source analysis. We definitely have an excursion of the water quality objective and the nitrate target of 10 milligrams per liter, and we have a consistent excursion downstream of the wastewater treatment plant outfall as well as Perfumo Creek tributary. The source analysis also gives us this decreasing order of contribution of nitrate in San Luis Obispo Creek. So this is, again, decreasing order with a water reclamation facility being on top and then croplands, background, reservoirs, and residential. The allocations to achieve the TMDL. Basically, we have an effluent limit, and then we have receiving water limits. The water reclamation facility will have an effluent limit, which will be equal to the numeric target. And the reason that we have to do that is because in the summertime, the stream is effluent dominated. So in order to ensure that we're meeting that water quality objective, that effluent limit is going to have to be 10 milligrams per liter. The croplands sources will have receiving water allocation, and so discharge cannot cause receiving waters to exceed the water quality objective, which is a numeric target of 10 milligrams per liter. Other sources, such as urban sources, reservoirs, and background, their allocation is equal to current loading simply because loading from these sources are not causing an excursion of the water quality objective. The implementation to achieve the TMDL. The water reclamation facility, as you know, has an NPDES permit, and at this point it is scheduled to renew in May 2007. At that time, we will add an effluent limit to their NPDES permit. But seeing that they can't meet that effluent limit right off the bat, we're going to have to issue them a cease and desist order along with a time schedule, which will last the life of the permit, which will give them some time to organize how they're going to be able to meet this effluent limit, simply because they're discharging in excess of twice what the numeric target is. The water reclamation facility is, at this time, conducting a use attainability analysis. There is potential revision to the allocation to the water reclamation facility if that use attainability analysis is used to change the MUN beneficial use in San Luis Obispo Creek. If that MUN is removed, then, of course, the water quality objective protecting that beneficial use is removed, and then, of course, then the allocation is no longer valid. So there is language in the resolution stating that if this beneficial use change does occur, then, of course, this allocation will be revisited. The cropland source, as you know, the cropland sources are regulated by the conditional waiver, which we had an item on that this evening. So they will have to comply with the conditions of that waiver. The urban sources, including residential, they are currently meeting the allocation, but in order to verify that they continue to meet that allocation, we're going to keep an eye on the minimum mandatory measures that are outlined in the stormwater permits. The staff recommendation for the board is to adopt resolution R3-2005-0106, which essentially adds this TMDL to our basin plan. Any questions?
Any questions from the board?
Okay.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
We have a card.
We do have one card. Have
a card.
David Hicks.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the regional board. I'm David Hicks. I'm the wastewater division manager with the city of San Luis Obispo. And as you know, the water reclamation facility is a city facility. It's an advanced tertiary plant that discharges into San Luis Obispo Creek. As you're well aware, the driver for this TMDL is the MUN beneficial use for San Luis Obispo Creek. And we've long considered that not appropriate for the water body. And you also may know that the MUN beneficial use was applied to most state waters throughout California. by the sources of drinking water policy that was adopted in the late 80s. Also, that we basically are the creek in certain parts of the year. It's an effluent-dominated water body. To that extent, as Mr. Rose pointed out, we are pursuing a use attainability analysis to determine the appropriateness of that MUN beneficial use. And we'll begin working with board staff later this month, talking about the items that the regional board staff would like to see in it and how we'll pursue that. Parts regarding the TMDL, the city would like to reconsider the interim limits that we had proposed in our comments based on our protection from third-party lawsuits. We do feel that that language can be put in the basin plan because adoption and eventual adoption of the TMDL would mean amending the basin plan. Also, actually staying late was kind of nice because I did get to see the conditional waiver for irrigated agriculture, and I do encourage the pursuit of that because, as you saw, Perfumo Creek is a very impacted water body from agriculture uses. I'd like to thank Mr. Rose for being so open and available and considerate of our comments and concerns, specifically the addition of the language to consider revision if the UAA finds that the beneficial use for MUN is either removed or revised with a corresponding waste load allocation, and also changing all the dates in there. That gave us a little heart attack when one of them was for March 2006. Last year we spent about $11 million running our wastewater plant, our collection system, all of our programs, debt service, general government, and all that. Much of the worst discharge that goes into San Luis Obispo Creek is already dedicated for the steelhead fishery through agreements with NOAA Fisheries and Department of Fish and Game. In fact, right now we're talking about perhaps more of that being dedicated for that. And currently the city has some of the most expensive sewer rates because of some of these projects. I also wanted to note that additional denitrification will cost not only more money in the capital, but also it's an expensive thing to run. It takes energy and chemicals to run. And so we are hoping that our use attainability analysis will show that perhaps that use is not there. We plan on getting most of the use attainability analysis done in this kind of 20 months that we have when we started and when our permit's going to be adopted in May 2007. I have confidence that we can get some of that done. Our bigger fear is when it goes up to review at the state board and the EPA, we don't really have a good handle on timelines up there. And to that extent, I'd like to ask you for some patience during this time getting this done, because our big fear is designing or even constructing a plant for this TMDL limit and then the use attainability analysis determining that we may not need it as necessary, because our big fear is that we'd spend a lot of money protecting a policy instead of a beneficial use that really exists. So, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Jeffers.
Yes.
Motion on the resolution.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
You want second.
The number?
Yeah.
2005-106.
As amended.
As amended, and Mr.
Could I ask
date
a
changes.
Right. Could I just ask a quick question?
Sure.
Trivial. What does MUN stand for exactly?
Municipal and Domestic Supply.
And that is MUN?
MUN, yes.
Just short for municipal. Just short for municipal and domestic supply.
Okay. All those in favor on the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right.